I wasn't always like this. I wasn't always as built as I am now. Let me take you back to 1995, springtime, high school, Grants Pass High School to be exact. I was about 4'11", 80 to 90 pounds. I was puny, tiny. My best friend, all my friends were much taller than me. And this is in high school. This is when we still had to do PE. We had to change in the locker room really awkwardly. Wear those ugly blue shorts. Not once did I ever shower in that place. No way. I need to make this taller. I've grown since then. So we had a small class, but it was combined men and women. But we couldn't do a lot of stuff together. We would play basketball together and do all other things kind of like that. But when it came to certain things, we had to separate the men from the women. So, and we would do this about 3 to 5 weeks at a time. Like the teacher was like bored or something. She's like, okay, we're gonna play basketball for 6 weeks. And that's what we did for 6 weeks. We played basketball and we just shoot hoops, and that was just basically it. And so then came the time to wrestle. Yes, wrestle. But it's a combined class of men and women, and you can have the men wrestle the women. So we had to split the class up. Half of us would be weightlifting, and the other half would be wrestling. And we had a separate gym for wrestling. The whole thing was a big mat. And right next to it was this really tiny workout area. And for some reason in the class, there was more men than women. So we first started out with the men wrestling, and they're all in there, and the women are in there, you know, lifting 4-pound weights. I was lifting like 2-pound, I don't know. Back before I was built. And then we had to switch rooms. You know, the week came where we had to switch. So the women had to go in the wrestling room, and the men were in the weightlifting room. And the teacher, Mrs. Smith, I don't remember her name, we had to pair up. And I got my best friend today still. She was at least a foot taller than me and at least 30 pounds more than me. Because I was a late bloomer. So we're paired up. I guarantee you that this outcome was not already going to look good. We're in the wrestling room. The men are in the weightlifting room. And there's a little hole where there was a doorknob. And the men are piled up looking through the hole. Watching the women wrestle the whole time. She'd always look over and say, "Get back to weightlifting," and so they would leave for like a minute, and they would come back, and they would like peer, you know, kind of keep an eye on us. Ugh. So I'm with my best friend, and we learn a few moves. What's it, the Nelson and the chariot? I don't know. They were wrestling moves, and I'm giving it all I can, and you know, we're like doing all the stuff together, and we're holding each other and trying to flip each other and, you know, putting us flat on the mat. And the teacher just gets to us and he's like, "Okay, Brooke, no, you got this. You push it, Brooke, you push it." So I get excited and I'm like, yeah. And so I'm like really like using all I've got on this, and my, you know, sweat's flying and everything like this. And I'm burning up so much energy, and all of a sudden I just lose it. I lose every little energy component in my body and muscle controlness. My friend, for somehow, I don't know how she did it, but she sensed it. She grabbed me, she threw me in the air, and she planted me to the mat. Just slam on my back. I could not move. I was stunned. I stared at the ceiling with my mouth agape. She's like, "Brooke, are you okay?" And the teacher's laughing her ass off. I seriously could not move. We wrestled for 3 more weeks after that. But I still probably would not be able to take her. But still, I don't ever want to wrestle again. And that's my time.